Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope you enjoy this one. Thanks for downloading it. We're going to talk about gesture eggs and the Pakistani Abbey at Westminster. Yeah, as always, these podcasts are sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And let's get to, well, we are in the middle of Easter week, which, of course, is a very important week in the Christian calendar, right? So that's why it's interesting to read how essentially more and more aspects of Christianity are being removed. Now, I'm going to go from the trivial to the sublime. I'm going to start with Cadbury's. Cadbury's have apparently been selling their eggs as gesture eggs, not Easter eggs. The word Easter is being apparently, according to the Daily Telegraph, erased. I suppose that means that Cadbury's can sell these to Muslims and any other or no faith groups, but specifically removing the word Easter. Now, my view on this is that, you know, I hate to break it to you, but Easter eggs have got nothing to do with the Christian calendar or Christianity. Honestly, zero. It's just essentially manufacturers jumped on the Easter bandwagon and, you know, they got into production of these Easter eggs, these chocolate eggs, and now they've decided to redefine them as gesture eggs. And yes, it is annoying to see the word Easter removed, but I mean, I don't see how people can get so upset and said, this is a terrible, you know, rejection of Christ and Christianity. It's awful. It's not. Eggs are not in the Bible, right? So at one level, it's trivial. But I will grant you, it's also telling that they don't want to have the very word Easter in there. Now, of course, Easter itself is a derivation of another ancient religious festival called Ishtar. But anyway, we leave that to one side. And instead, we'll jump to the main obscenity, which I saw yesterday. The flag of Pakistan flew over Westminster Abbey by the Thames. Oh, yes. The authorities at Westminster Abbey had decided this was the thing to do. And so there it was fluttering in the breeze at the Thames there, just beside the Thames. And this, to me, is much more symbolic. This is in Christianity's most holy and most sacred of weeks. This is essentially, I mean, Westminster Abbey is next to Canterbury Cathedral, probably an epicenter of Christianity for many centuries anyway, submitting, basically saying, yeah, you know, look, we're cool with Pakistan, we're cool with Islam, we don't really want to stand up for our own faith, but we will stand up for other people's faiths. And that's because, as I've heard, if you've heard me say this often enough, people like Justin Welby, the current Archbishop of Canterbury, and many of his predecessors have been wolves dressed as sheep. Oh, yes, they come across so meek and mild, and they're wringing their hands. They have no genuine belief, as far as I can see, in the Christian faith that they're allegedly espousing. And that's because, and because of that, they can happily grovel to Islam in the form of the Pakistan flag. Listen, the place where the Pakistan flag should fly in the UK is the Pakistan Library or Embassy. That's it. And Pakistan, presumably. But to have this flag with the Islamic crescent on it, flying right at the very zenith of Westminster Abbey, sends a signal. And don't the Muslims know it? Don't they know it? They know that bit by bit, Britain is Islamifying. That's the truth of the matter. I've talked about this for years and gotten such abuse for it, but it's in plain sight. And if you can't see it, you're blind. You need new eyes. It's across all our institutions, we see this, you know. It's not going to go away. It's not going to get better because the truth of the matter is that there's no resistance. and no resistance from within the Christian church in particular. And that's the real thing. Oh, yes, I've heard Justin Welby talking about, oh, you know, there's going to be a special service at Canterbury Cathedral to celebrate Easter Sunday. They're, you know, they're rolling back of the stone at the tomb and Christ is risen and all that. But that's just pure theatrics. And the other, I reckon, you know, 11 months and 28 days of the year, setting aside Christmas Day, and they don't really have any real passion for the faith that they're supposed to represent. So it's not surprising that Church of England churches are sitting empty, closing down, being converted into mosques in some places. Not in the least surprising, because they've turned their back on the very faith that they're supposed to, espouse. So whether it's gesture eggs or whether it's the Pakistan flag fluttering over Westminster Abbey, the theme is the same. The theme is the UK as a decaying country not prepared to muscularly stand up for the Christian faith that made it what it is. Thanks for listening.